At the Agronomics Conference taking place in Indianapolis, I'm visiting with Justin Bierschwald. Justin, first of all, tell me what you do and where you're from.
My name is Justin Bierschwald, and I'm a rural agricultural appraiser from Junction, Texas, and have been in that business for about 15 years now. Work with my father and my brother in a small business there, and we cover a multitude of property types, from Texas to Colorado to New Mexico to California. Wherever we're needed, that's where we usually end up. But right now, my current role with ASFMRA is I am the education chair for the appraisal profession, and in that capacity also oversee the accreditation process.
Well, we've got a good-looking conference going on here. When it comes to education for the members of this organization, what types of things are being offered here, and what are they going to learn?
Well, this annual conference of ASFMRA typically revolves around our continuing education offerings. We'll have various seminars that cover current topics. Obviously, right now, a big item of interest nationwide is farmland values. A lot of our members are being exposed to some trends and some economic activity that may or may not affect that moving forward. Other things include one of our new seminars that teaches our members the basis behind vineyard valuations. That seems to be a hot topic nationwide. Vineyards have moved out of California, or not moved out, but have spread away from California, and a lot of our members are starting to see that. So that would be your typical continuing ed type of stuff that we offer.
So it's very important then to keep up not only on how to do the work that you do, but all the factors that might influence anything that has to do with the value of that land, and that means probably being pretty aware of what's going on.
Absolutely. The underlying principles of all valuation revolve around economics. And so to stay abreast of where we feel values may move or the risks at play with the current land values is very, very important for us to stay up to speed with what's going on in the global economy and in the U.S. economy specifically.
Are you conducting or teaching any classes yourself here?
Well, I did make a presentation on what we call rapid fire case studies, which is our members that share unique valuation experiences over the past year. I do a lot of teaching with ASFMRA, but this specific conference, I got a pass on being up in front of everybody. So.
Well, I think that's interesting. What would be a unique experience that you might have in terms of doing evaluations?
Well, the specific presentation that I made involved a pretty hefty water rights situation on a lake that had was separated by a state line, and so what you had was about half the lake was in one state, half the lake was in another state, but all the water was owned by a single person, and it was being acquired by a government entity. And the uniqueness behind that is every state in our nation operates under very distinct water law. And so what happened there, one state operated under one water law and the other state operated on another, and it became a big legal issue over who had priority, things of that nature. But my purpose in bringing it to our members was to recognize when you get into evaluation assignment like that, the need for an entire team to solve the problem.
Well, I can only imagine some others that may take place out there, and certainly water issues are huge, have been for a long time. Well, thank you very much, Justin. We are just getting going here, at least for me. It's my first time at this meeting, so I'm going to be learning a lot too. Probably need some of these classes to get a better idea of what you all do, and we'll try to make sure other people learn that as well. So here from the Agronomics Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.